We get things underway by talking about the big story in sports. Of course, the Red Sox headed to the American League Championship Series after last night's win over the New York Yankees. And to talk more about that, we're joined by former Boston Red Sox infielder, broadcaster, and, well, everything else in the system, the great Rico Petrocelli. Rico, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm a happy man today.
Nothing better than beating the Yankees unless it's in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is a great rivalry, and it was exciting. And, I think a lot of people were a little concerned. You know, the Yankees got hot. They hit a ton of home runs. How are they going to beat them? But you could see the weaknesses in the Yankees. It came out this series, especially last couple of games. And, you know, it's nice to hit home runs when you have a whole team, almost the whole team, trying to hit home runs to win games. It's tough. The only two guys in their lineup that really were guy base hit guys and could run a little was the Didi, the shortstop.
Yeah,
and
Gregorius.
The left fielder, which he's probably going to be gone next year, is my guess. So the rest of them are all fly ball hitters. I mean, like I said, you know, when you're hitting home runs, when you're hot, oh, this looks great. But when it comes down to, manufacturing a couple of runs here and there, they don't do it. And that's what happened.
Well, and as we saw last night, too, one of the things the Red Sox do so well, and we don't seem to see as much of it in the game these days, but their ability to take the extra base and get into scoring position is so good, and that certainly helped them get that early lead last night.
Yeah, Mookie Betts in particular, but Benintendi can run, Jackie can run. They got four or five guys that can run, take the extra base, steal some bases. That's another area where they're very good at, and that's another weapon they have. And this year, especially, they not only hit more home runs, but they spray the ball all over the field. And when they're going bad, one of the things they've done in most cases this year was guys hit the ball the opposite way. And that really helps. Benintendi a few times when he goes to left field, gets his hit, now he usually gets a better pitch to hit, then he has a shot at hitting home runs. That's just one guy in the lineup. They're a better club. They were just a better ball club than the Yankees. Stanton, geez.
Oof. Yeah, I think we got the right guy in Martinez, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I was really – he looked afraid. He looked scared up there. They had close-ups of his face, and, he knows – when you're not hitting well, you don't have the confidence. These guys make great pitches on you. But, geez, he took pitches that he could hit, not many of them because they pitched him tough. And then he chased those balls in the dirt. I mean, when you're doing that, you're pressing number one. But, geez, he looked terrible.
Rico, is it safe to say that Craig Kimbrel is no Dick Raddatz?
Well, Craig, in the past he's been lights out. But he comes in and if he walks a guy, then, uh-oh. And then what are they going to do? I mean, unless he gives up three, four runs, you got to go with him. You got to go with him in the next game, too. So, but, yeah, he's been a little shaky. And I understand that he's not had great success in the postseasons with Atlanta. We got to see what happens. Maybe they could straighten him out.
We're talking with Rico Petrocelli here on Downtown. Boy, Alex Cora has made the right moves in these playoffs. He starts Brock Holt, and he hits for the cycle. He moves up Nathan Eovaldi, and he has a tremendous outing. He benches Holt after hitting for the cycle, and Ian Kinsler comes up with a big hit. Sometimes it just works for you.
Oh, there's no doubt, but he's very good. I mean, he has an idea of what he wants to do, and he knew the lineup. He knew their pitchers. This was a plan, believe me, before each game or even before the series started, when they knew they were going to play the Yankees. So he had an idea what he wanted to do. Even if things didn't work out the way they did, it was still the right moves. No doubt about it. You know what I mean? You got to go against the guys, the right-handers, against CC Sabathia, who had nothing at all. He was terrible. But it worked out, which is great. You know, when you win, that's what happens. You get the breaks, you get some lucky balls hit off a pitcher's glove, and where does it go? Right in the middle of the pitcher, between the pitcher and the second baseman. No play. You can't. So that's great. You know, that's a good sign.
They got to celebrate last night in Yankee Stadium. And I'm trying to think, in 75, you guys wrapped up the American League Championship, I think, out in Oakland in that sweep. Is it a little different when you're doing it in somebody else's clubhouse?
Oh, yeah. You know, in this case, the Red Sox, it had to be real, you know, sweet, because the Yankees are the rivals. You know, they're rivals, the top rivals. And sure, it was great. You know, they can beat a team. And, you know, with the Yankees, everyone felt, because they're home run hitters, they're big bombers, and they, you know, you have the tendency of thinking, well, they're above, you know, all these other teams. But that's not the case, as we saw. So it is great. In Oakland, you know, they were in the other division, and we did play them during the year. We had pretty good luck against them. And then, you know, we beat them three in a row. Two at Fenway and then one out there. So it was just great. We knew, you know, going to a World Series. Mm. That was just, what a thrill.
Was there a lot more pressure than usual on this Red Sox team because of the success in the regular season? You don't want to win 108 games and then be taken out in one round.
Without a doubt. There was no doubt that they didn't look it, but they had a pressure. You know, I mean, they would have gotten just crucified if they lose the first round, especially to the Yankees. But everybody, you know, the media would get on them. And, of course, they would get on Price, you know, for not doing a good job. And so it was a lot of pressure on them. But they didn't look it. I mean, they looked calm. They looked relaxed. You know, and that's why you get Cora, you know, a lot of credit, too. Because of that, he, you know, he kept them, hey, guys, let's go out and play. Let's do what we've been doing all year, and it worked out.
How easy is that for a player, though? You know, let's go back to 1967, first time in the postseason. Is it difficult to just block out all that noise and say, hey, it's just a baseball game, it's like the other 162 we played?
Well, beforehand, no. I mean, it's different. It's, you know, it's the playoffs. You don't think of the pressure, but, you know, you think of doing a good job. Once you start thinking about, you know, oh, I don't want to screw up here, you know, sure enough, exactly what will happen. So you go out there, you have, you know, try to stay loose, and you have a little fun. You're a little nervous, sure, but, you know, once the first pitch, the first inning goes by, then you kind of relax a little bit, play the game. But the focus, you know, yeah, when you got a big crowd, they're yours or the opposition's, you block it out. You really do. You focus on what you have to do during that game.
Was there a guy on either one of those playoff teams that you were on, the 67 or the 75 team, was there somebody on that team that managed to find a way to keep everybody loose?
Well, in 75, Louis Tion, of course. He was a character, still is. And he's a good friend of mine, and he was make, you know, some statements, and you could either not understand them or he said something, you know, really funny. So, and yeah, that was a big help. And 67, we were a little different type of club, you know, a lot of young guys, and we were silly, like, you know, coming into the clubhouse, guys were interviewing each other with a tape recorder, joking around, laughing, you know. You know, was just so happy to get into World Series, my goodness. But this club, no doubt about it. They have much more pressure on them. And, well, you know, to me, this was the big series. Getting by this, even if they lose to Houston,
right,
which I don't think they will, I you know, it was just a great year.
Absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned, but there's a lot of people who say, well, no, they had to go all the way. It was that or nothing. And that wouldn't really be fair because they had such a fabulous year.
Great day in Red Sox Nation. On to the next round and taking out the Yankees. That's a two for two right there. Rico, always a treat for us to talk with you. We appreciate you making time this afternoon, and maybe we'll catch you again at World Series time.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. It's great being on with you, as always.
Thank you, Rico. Rico Petrocelli here on Downtown.